A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? By the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Both this reading and the first reading that Sam read tonight, it was very long, but is nevertheless a great story, are about people being cured of skin diseases. At least on the surface, that's what they're about. But it's not just any people who are being cured. The characters at the center of both of these passages are foreigners. They're both outsiders. Naaman in the first passage was an Aramean. He was the commander of this foreign army, who's actually one of Israel's enemies. And the one leper who turns back here is a Samaritan. In the Gospel of Luke, so often it is the outsiders who get what's going on first, who see what's happening, who realize that God is at work in new and exciting ways before anybody else. Earlier in Luke's gospel is the story of the parable of the Good Samaritan. And in that story, the Samaritan's the one who demonstrates what love of neighbor entails. And in this story, once again, it's a Samaritan. And this time the Samaritan is demonstrating what love of God entails. And those are the two greatest commandments in the Bible, right? When Jesus was asked, "How do you sum up the law?" he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Mm-hmm. In Luke's gospel, consistently, it is not the religious elites, it's not the respected authorities, it's not the people that you would expect to demonstrate what love of God and love of neighbor look like. It's consistently the unexpected, the outsider, the foreigner, the tax collector, the sinner, the Samaritan. And remember, the Samaritans were the neighbors of the Jewish people, the Israelites, and they had a long and contentious history by this point in time, hundreds of years of fighting with each other, neighbors who shared much in common, but not some of those important little details, like where do you go to worship? The Jews went to Jerusalem, and the Samaritans had their own places of worship in their land, and some other differences, but to us, we might think they are so similar. But so often it's the people who are closest to us that those little differences are the ones that really get under your skin. So, looking at this passage tonight, there are a few things that I want to highlight about the language that's used in it. Because the big thing that happens here is not actually the healing. We have lots of healing miracles elsewhere in the Bible, but that is not the main point. The main point is about the Samaritan's ability to see what has happened to him and then to turn and give thanks to God. And the word for thanks here is the same word that we use for the Eucharist, for the Lord's Supper, for what we are sharing together here. Eucharist means feast of thanksgiving. And this word thanks is tied to that word. The one who turned back and glorified God. the one who gave thanks in the ways that we try to give thanks as well, was a Samaritan. When you look at this story, who do you identify with? Are you like the Samaritan who's an outsider to the tradition, but suddenly now is experiencing the full force of God's overwhelming mercy and grace? Or are you like one of the disciples who's watching all of this go on, for whom this is an object lesson not about demonstrating the power of Jesus because they've seen him do crazy wild things already, but to rather help them see that God's salvation is not just for people like them, but for all people? Are you like one of the other lepers who didn't go back, who presumably went on to the priests to verify their cleanliness, to be shown to have been healed and reintegrated into society? Notice that Jesus tells them to go to the priests. They are following the instructions, the rules. But the Samaritan noticed that something had happened, and he could not help but turn back and give thanks. One of the beautiful things about Scripture is that we are always positioned in relation to it in multiple ways, right? It is not a straightforward thing, and over time, and even in the same moment, we can be situated in relation to it in multiple ways. And so on the one hand, a passage like this, and most passages, convict us. They show us where we fall short of God's desires for our lives. Here, I think I would be like one of those other nine lepers who is so excited about this healing and ready to follow the next steps and be verified clean by the priest so that I can re-enter society, and I'm thinking about the next steps ahead, that I'm not noticing where God is present right before me. So often we get so fixated on the tasks that lie ahead of us, right? And it's hard to notice the kindness and generosity that people demonstrate all the time. We act that way towards God too, right? Forgetting about God turning to God in moments of crisis, but then when things are going well and there's peace and abundance, feeling like we don't need God so much. When Martin Luther was asked about the true nature of worship, what should worship look like? He said, it's like this 10th leper. That's worth thinking about. What does this leper do that God hopes can be the case for us in worship as well? He sees what's going on. He turns. Think about repentance as turning. He recognizes the source of his healing and transformation. He recognizes that that lies in Christ. And so he turns around and he falls at Jesus' feet, giving thanks in gratitude and awe. Worship is about that thanksgiving. The Eucharist, this feast that we are sharing together of black bean and sweet potato soup, sweet waffles for dessert, crunchy chips, grape juice. We don't always do this Thanksgiving well, but that's our goal in worship. That's why we come together in community, to help us help each other reorient ourselves toward God, to help us turn, repent, notice God's presence in our lives, in our world, and give thanks. I said earlier that we stand in multiple positions in relationship to Scripture. And so, in addition to convicting us, to showing us where we fall short, it also forgives us. It also offers us a word of grace, new possibilities for the future, for our relationship with God and for our relationship with our neighbors. And so when we look at this story, where is that moment of grace here? One moment is that, in truth, we are all the foreigners. We are all the outsiders, like the Samaritan. None of us are first century Palestinian Jews. None of us were the people that Jesus' contemporaries would have expected him and his message to be for. But in truth, his message and his healing is for all of us. And all of us need it. We've all experienced pain, suffering, isolation. We try to find healing for these things in different places, right? In religion, in relationships, in careers, in communion with nature, in medicine. But finally, we come here for a different sort of healing. For the healing that comes through the Word of God, through this meal abounding in grace. We come here for that healing from Jesus. And we come here to give thanks together. We come here before we have gone to the priest to verify our cleanliness, before we are assured of our goodness, that we have done everything that we wanted to do and that we know we ought to have done, before we are certain of what our path for the future looks like, we come here for healing and for thanksgiving, to remind one another that, as Jesus says, your faith has made you well.